With a new Prime Minister in charge, the Solomon Islands is looking to reset relations with Australia. Little more than 3 weeks since being voted as the Pacific nation's newest leader, Matthew Wale touched down in Canberra to red carpet treatment.
I had expected it to be much, much colder, Prime Minister, but...
It's cold enough.
Yes. Solomon Islands is Australia's friend, has always been and always will be. Of course, we have had some issues, and all relationships go through issues, bumps here and there, but the resilience of our relationship, I think, is self-evident.
That's new Solomon Islands MP Matthew Wale speaking in Canberra. Yesterday, he stood alongside Prime Minister Anthony Albanese to announce negotiations for a new treaty are underway while declaring a secretive security deal with Beijing is now being reviewed. Dr. Connor Graham is a research fellow with the Lowy Institute's Pacific Islands program and joins me. G'day, Connor. Welcome to Breakfast.
Morning, Sally. Thanks for having me on.
So only 3 weeks into the job, the Solomon Islands PM is here in Canberra. How significant is it to make that visit so soon?
I think it's a nice sign. I'd temper that it's not, a point against China or anything like that, as has been alluded to, because the former Prime Minister Manele's first visit was also to Australia, and he was quite a bit more pro-China than Wale. So it's a nice step, and it recognises the close relationship that Australia has with the Solomon Islands. But it's not sort of a scoreboard moment.
So Connor, back in 2022, the Solomon struck this security deal with Beijing. We know now that that's going to be reviewed. How significant is that?
Yeah, I think that's a great step in transparency that we haven't had from previous Solomon Islands administrations. Prime Minister Wale's comments yesterday were very candid about how difficult it was for him to even get his hands on it. He only got it the day before he came to Australia. But at the same time, I think it's a pretty natural move for a new Prime Minister to review a secret security arrangement that he hasn't been able to read for years. And he also noted he'll be reviewing it alongside many other security arrangements with other countries. The outcomes of what a review might mean are still a little bit unclear. It ranges from no change at all to completely tearing it up. I'd be very, very surprised if the latter occurred. So somewhere in between is modifications, and it's difficult to speculate on what modifications might happen, given that we haven't had a copy of the Security Pact released.
Is Australia likely to see it, given how secretive it's been?
I hope so. But, Prime Minister Wale said yesterday there is an NDA component to the pact. What the impacts of, breaking that are, who knows? But I think formally, Beijing would have to sign off on the Solomon Islands releasing it. I think Prime Minister Wale has expressed previously that he would like it to be publicly released, and that might be part of the review process, is sort of seeing how they can go with that. For Australia, I'm sure we'd all love to read it and see what's in there, but what impact that would then have remains unclear.
Yeah. How does the current relationship with Solomon Islands, how does it fit into the bigger picture of Australia's Pacific push to really bolster those relationships?
Yeah, I think, the last couple of days is a really positive step. Prime Minister Wale described it as a reset, and I think that's exactly what it is. It's been frosty with the Solomon Islands for a couple of years, and this visit's gone about as good as it could go. We've got the negotiations of a new treaty. They've agreed to the Pacific Policing Initiative, and really we've started to rebuild that relationship that's built on trust and mutual respect and all those things that Prime Minister Albanese and Prime Minister Wale spoke about yesterday, rather than sort of focusing on outmaneuvering China and the Solomon Islands, which has been met with some criticism previously by the Solomon Islands and Prime Minister Wale himself.
Connor, good to talk to you this morning. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.